B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Happy Wednesday morning.
It's me and Roy and producer Nicole is here. Loren's still on maternity leave with that beautiful boy, baby Jackson. We spoke with Loren on Monday at 7:30, and at 7:50 she hung out with us for two segments. You can always catch that conversation on the Kiss 95.1 app where we replay our show 24/7. Also, exciting news coming down with Loren, how you can play Can't Beat Loren at home.
I thought for sure we were going to table this for a minute, but no. I was surprised. We're bringing it. We're going to announce it next week.
Did you do the test at home?
I don't.
We got the link.
No, I didn't get a link. I don't have an email.
Nicole, did you do the test, the Can't Beat Loren test?
You're the only one that has Amazon Alexa, which is why I specifically only texted you and not the group chat.
No.
Well, now
did that make sense?
Now you just revealed our secrets.
It's on Alexa, but you can't. You don't have the secret to get.
You don't have the secret to access it.
No, it was fun. Dean and...
Oh, you did it?
And we played a couple rounds.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
right, so pretty much you get to play Can't Beat the Ran on Alexa if you can't figure out what he's saying.
We're trying to get it released for next week.
Cool. Yeah, it was fun. And you can play as many times as you want.
Does your son get cracked up when he hears you on the Alexa?
No. No,
he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
It's pretty cool because, you know, the Rocks kid loves Moana and does not know that Dad.
I love those videos.
And, like, she's singing along, and then the Rocks behind her singing, too, and it's his voice. And she has no clue.
Yeah,
and
that's
he'd be
awesome.
Like, is Daddy, I forgot the character's name, is Daddy this guy? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dean does love the show. Like, he's at that point now, and Amanda's like, you should enjoy this because at some point you're not going to be cool to him.
At some point, he's going to be embarrassed that you keep talking about him on the
totally
radio.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, so right now he's not. Like, I picked him up at the camp yesterday at the YMCA, and he was like, Dad, how'd everything go on the show today? How was War of the Roses? Didn't hear how it turned out because I had to get out of the car.
That's awesome.
And I was like, it's really good, bud. And then he asked me, and I'm like, I can't remember. It's 3 o'clock. I don't remember what we did.
Soon you're going to do something embarrassing on the radio, and then you're going to feel compelled to tone it down. And
yeah.
Like the moment we threw bologna on your bare butt.
That's good radio. I hope that doesn't stop. I hope it stays around.
When Loren gets back in the studio, we're going to do a game week when Loren gets back. Like, we're going to bring the shock collar back.
Do it all.
The bologna toss, butt-loney toss, I believe
butt-loney,
we called it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we're doing all of it. I cannot. We are going to celebrate like never before.
I'm taking that week off.
You remember the time I had a bunch of balloons all over my body and we threw darts at me?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
That's so good. That's so good. My day in 30 seconds yesterday, I took Ruby on a bike ride and Dean followed me and two of his friends, and the mom of the two friends was like, I think it's going to rain. And I was like, I just looked at the radar, the rain, like we probably got like 30 minutes. I kid you not. We made it to like 5 mailboxes down and it didn't rain. It poured on us. So I had to pedal back and the mom's like, boys, get in the house. I don't want you all wet. I was responsible.
Mad at you.
Yeah.
You got to get the app, bud, that breaks it down by the minute.
Where it's a dark sky.
Dark sky.
Yeah.
Breaks it down by the minute. Okay. It'll say, hey, 15 minutes, it's going to rain. Don't you do anything.
Yeah, I use my radar app. But anyway, that's
AccuWeather does that, too.
Break it down by the minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's been wonderful. It's actually saved me because I was going to go for a walk. And I saw, hey, in 10 minutes, starts from drizzle to heavy rain.
Yeah, yesterday I went for a walk and I had 14 minutes. So I had to walk fast. And then it said rain starting in 4 minutes. So I picked up a little jog.
And it was right?
Yep.
How about you, Roy? What'd you do yesterday?
You know, I'm so busy. I'm trying to do a bunch of different things. You know, my house is just... it's just very in-depth right now. And so, and it's not even the things that are, like, broken all the time. I mean, it is that, right? But it's like, I want to get that project up and going. And then I looked at the guest bedroom, and I haven't even lived in my house. I just moved in, what, November?
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago.
Right before the holidays.
And you look at my guest bedroom, and you're like, does a hoarder live here? Like, how is it that I've already converted this room to be like, well, just put the lawnmower batteries in there. Oh, well, just put the toolkit in there until we figure out a better spot. Like, I've just put crap in this guest bedroom because in my head I'm like, well, I'll go through and we'll find a better place for it in the house. Let's just hide it for now. It's like it's become my hideaway because there's been no guests because of COVID. So I looked at the room. I'm like, you know what? I got to get my life together. So I was finding things for places. I redid the sheets to the guest bedroom.
Oh, nice.
I cleaned everything.
Nice. We still don't have, like, pictures and stuff on our walls.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Amanda is, like, she's super, I don't know, like, picky. Like, it's not even picky. She's like, I don't know what goes there. We're not good at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, tough. We got some bare walls, too, but...
Yeah, our walls are bare. Like, it looks like we took taking stuff off the wall to move bare. But we have, like, pictures of the family and stuff. But what's so funny is that we, like, she needs to get the right frame for those pictures, you know?
Okay.
And then by the time the frames come, the pictures are old. Like, Ruby's not one anymore, so it's silly to put those pictures.
Oh, my gosh. You know? It's a conundrum, yeah.
Oh, such a conundrum. Another conundrum that we don't have, the governor does, is the governor is having a press conference at 3 o'clock today where I assume he's going to announce that masks are mandatory in North Carolina.
And then people are going to be mad because it's a liberal telling you to wear a mask, and then now it's just going to be this big political mess. You know, I said it before that I wish he wouldn't do that because of the politics of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I do believe that people need to wear masks because that's what science is telling me.
Right, because science says that literally if everybody in the country wore a mask, the virus would go away because it doesn't have a host to live on. It doesn't live on surfaces anymore. We've noticed that. Like, they've learned that. That it's a very, like, if somebody even has the coronavirus and sneezes and you touched it, you still have a small percentage of getting it.
A very small chance. It goes by the droplets in your mouth. So
mouth to mouth.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Right. That's why we don't make it. Me and Manny doesn't make out anymore.
No.
No
need to come into work for me.
Nope. But no, I wish he wasn't going to do it just because it's now political.
Yeah.
And now when he announces it today, all my feed's going to be filled with people going, I can't wait for November. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Just be safe.
Just wear the mask. Get rid of the virus so we can all go back to normal. You want to go to a Panthers game this summer?
Or, yeah, how about this?
And into the fall, wear a mask.
I don't want to kill a 90-year-old grandma. How about that? Okay, so I'm going to wear a mask.
You got a better heart than me. I went the sports route.
Well, it's just
You always one-up me with your gentle heart.
I just don't know why it's so complicated.
Because people say the mask doesn't work. Because they're smarter than everybody else. They're
scientists. They're scientists.
They're smarter.
I don't understand. There's people that study this.
I know. Ugh. All right. Don't have a cardiac on me.
I'm not. No.
Yesterday we came up with the male Karen name, and it's Roy's middle name, Alan.
And then that was the thing. Sterling's upset about that because Karen's a racist. And he's like, it's implying that you have the problematic racist.
Karen's racist? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they report black people for doing things.
Oh.
Now I'm like, all right, well, pull Alan. I'm not Alan anymore because I'm the furthest thing from racist.
No. But Karen's also complained to the manager.
Well, I know. So, I don't know. I can't win.
Okay. All right, let's just take it one step at a time.
Can we just play a song?
Yeah, we're going to go to commercial. We're going to come back. I got to tell you, my high school in New Jersey was on national news yesterday.
Whoa, gosh, that's a bad.
Made national news. Oh, there's changes coming to my high school and my rival high school. I'll explain why they are in national news, my high school in New Jersey. And why my news feed isn't happy about it. It's all coming up in less than 10.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So my high school made national news yesterday. It was on USA Today and probably a bunch of other websites. So I grew up in northern New Jersey. And I went to Pascack Hills High School. And there's small towns in New Jersey, so we shared our high school with another town over. It was Montvale and Woodcliffe Lake.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Pascack Hills, and the two towns over, Hillsdale and Rivervale, went to Pascack Valley.
Okay.
And Pascack Valley's high school, their mascot was the Indians. And naturally, since our schools were built around the same time, Pascack Hills, we were the Cowboys. And the same school district runs both high schools. And they announced on Monday night in a virtual meeting, the school board said they are dissolving the Hills, the Pascack Hills Cowboys name and the Pascack Valley Indians name.
Okay.
And people all over my Facebook feed are in an uproar frenzy.
Wow, because the NFL hasn't done that.
That's true. There's the Cleveland Indians and there's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the Washington
Redskins. Yeah. And so there's a lot of moving parts, but I'll talk about my high school locally. To me, the first thing I thought of is so typical to me because you know my personality.
Oh, gosh.
Like whenever something happens. Well, no, just like, you know, whenever something happens around us and then we get pulled into it and blamed, I go, why us? What did we do?
What?
Right. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if something happens.
How do you take that to this?
Because what is the, why are the Cowboys? What's wrong with that name?
Okay.
Are you following?
I'm following now.
Like, the Indians, I understand. Totally.
Right. Yeah.
But the Cowboys.
Maybe they just because it's associated with it.
I do a little research. Cowboys weren't inclusive. They were mostly white men.
Oh, really?
And exclusive of men of color and women.
All I know is on Red Dead Redemption 2, the video game, there's a black guy in my gang.
A cowboy.
A cowboy. Yeah,
yeah, I know. I know.
And, but hey, I wouldn't surprise me if cowboys were racist. That's not a shocker.
No.
Like, let's
you're
be
probably
clear.
Right.
I'm not appalled by this information.
But people, my text chain with all my high school friends was lit yesterday with, you know, they, and everybody gets the Indians thing. They really do. And even although one friend says, they, like, a lot of the Native American tribes are torn on it. That's the truth. That's why, like, a lot of sports teams haven't changed their names, because they'll come out, the Cleveland Indians will come out and say, well, we spoke with this tribe, and this tribe says they see it as an honor that their name is used as a mascot, and it's a very honorable. Same with a lot of the colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get another tribe that's like, uh-uh, we're not okay with this. So they're torn, and therefore there's no movement. But the Cowboys was what was making everybody upset, and the news was out in the parking lot, and I guess people had flags and signs and protests.
Oh my gosh.
To not change the name.
Really?
And it really, and so Amanda and I were just kind of like, you know, let it go.
Oh, people are so motivated.
Right.
You know? Like, I went outside to the car and it was humid. And I'm like, I'm going to go back in, you know?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being outside for 15 hours.
I know.
Over that.
And then so Amanda brought up a good point. She goes, well, what did you guys call? Because I said, I don't understand the Cowboys thing. And then we did a little more research after the kids went to bed and read the article. And that's when we found that someone on the school board said that Cowboys needs to be removed because there's predominantly a white male. And it did, the Cowboys didn't include women for the most part or men of color. So I said, oh, OK, makes sense to me.
Sure.
Let's move on. We're changing the world for the better. Let's change the world. And she goes, what did you guys call the girls' teams? And I was like, ooh, yeah, because we didn't call. I said, maybe we called them the Cowgirls.
Oh, really?
But I think then it came to me. I said, I think we called them the Lady Cowboys. And I think, like, over the announcements, they're like, congratulations to the Lady Cowboys soccer team yesterday who defeated the Pascack Valley Indians. You know, does that make sense, Nicole?
Yeah, because, I mean, my high school was the Wolverines, and we were called the Lady Wolverines.
Is that demeaning?
You know, I'm sure you could find somebody that it offends, but I don't care.
So Roy, is that demeaning to you? Yeah. No, you're right.
You're right. Someone's going to be upset about something.
Yeah. So.
That's me.
That was the big news at our house yesterday, was that the Cowboys and the Indians are gone in northern New Jersey.
How about this? It's local sports. Who cares? Changing the name.
Right.
Everyone cares about local sports, Roy.
Oh. You're right. You're right. You are talking about a topic with someone who doesn't like sports.
But
so.
I do like the idea. Like, I don't think it when we're moving forward to create this new inclusive time, I don't think it's a bad idea to just go ahead and name mascots out of animals.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I think that's fine. There's enough animals.
Or something cool. Like,
What's your school called? The Pasek what?
Pasek Hills.
Pasek Hills Pandas.
Somebody said there was a rumor going around that's that they heard it was like something like the jackrabbits.
The jackrabbits? They'll thump their way through.
Because that's why I guess there's a lot of jackrabbits up in my town in Montvale. You know? But like then there's like cool names like the Orange Wave or okay. the Green Crush. Like there's schools like that. Now, my other high school in my same town, the all-boys private high school, they were the Green Knights. That doesn't offend anyone.
No.
That's tight.
Do Spartans offend people? Because I was a Spartan. Probably, because that's from way, way long ago. I just assume anything older than 30 years is problematic. You know what I mean?
Including people.
Yeah.
You might be onto something, Roy.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
You know, we're pretty lucky, Roy. We get to work a job where it comes with no physical damage at the end of the day. We're not working with our hands like construction guys or...
Yep.
The most important thing, I think, is...
No calluses.
We're not sweating. We're so lucky for that. But I think the most important thing that we need to take into consideration is we come home each day, me, you, and Nicole, and Lorraine, when she's working with us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't smell.
We don't. But, you know, think about if you had a wood job where you were the trash guy, or even if you were just a contractor, you know, outside working all day.
Crazy. But I saw someone on Facebook yesterday posted that they're like, this is day 8 of my new job. And it's a picture of him in front of his septic tank truck. And he goes out an empty septic tank. And the comments underneath, the first one is his wife and goes, to me, it feels like day 180 because I'm doing laundry every 2 minutes. And he said the smell of his paycheck outweighs the smell of his job. So that's good. But we're wondering from you guys at 704-570-9595, do you work a smelly job? Does your job come with the fact that you're making good money, you're getting paid, you put the check in the bank, but you also smell at the end of your workday?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. Maybe you're one of the people that the folks that scoop up the dead animals in the middle of the night. That's got to be a smelly job.
Oh.
Got to be a smelly job.
Like working for the city or something, the county.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know the other one, too? And I dated someone who had this job, and they always stunk, was a waitress or a server.
They smell like their restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to smell like country cooking.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, you ever work a smelly job?
Yeah, I worked at the North Carolina State Fair for like 3 years.
But I don't know. I think the state fair smelled delicious.
Absolutely not. I would go, like, all of the clothes, any clothes that I wore there have now been burned.
Like what? What about PetSmart, though? See, to me, PetSmart, where you worked, would be grosser than the state fair.
No, because even when I worked in the Pets Hotel, it's a different type of smell. Like, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I didn't come home smelling like cologne, but that was a smell that I could get out.
If you're calling, hang on. Nicole's going to get to you guys in a second. We got all the phone lines running, but what's your smelly job? 704-570-9595. So besides the restaurant,
no, I did a little bit for a few months at a chocolate factory, chocolate company.
Okay.
Where I helped with their marketing. But, you know, I don't think anybody complained about me smelling like chocolate.
864 said, I work at Frito-Lay. And we got hot potatoes that start breaking down and are watery and smell like straight ammonia. It's called the Frito Funk.
You know, I don't want to know how the sausage is made. Don't tell me how you make my Fritos.
Fritos are delicious. I thought you were going to say you smelled like Frito-Lays.
Yeah, which is a wonderful smell.
Someone says I work outside all day in the heat and as an electrician, so I always smell when I come home. You know, let's not forget the BO smell.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the people like electricians, and they have to get in crawl spaces sometimes, and Lord knows that's smelly.
828 works as a construction inspector and has several projects at a wastewater treatment plant.
Ooh. Or how about if you work at a paper mill? Have you been to a paper mill? That smell.
When I lived in Arkansas, there was a town called Pine Bluff that had a paper mill, and it was like 30 miles from Little Rock, and we would get the smell if the wind went the right way.
That's a tough smell, man.
I think working at the airport, like, the jet fuel smell is strong.
Does jet fuel smell like normal gasoline?
No.
Because I like gasoline.
No.
Okay.
It's Jet A. It smells different. 704 says, I'm a diesel mechanic, and I come home smelling like burned up gears and transmission fluid. Hot.
Transmission fluid. I didn't know that smell.
Look at this one, Roy.
I work as a EEG tech, and most of the time we use really smelly glue to hook up our patients. Yeah.
Everybody has some sort of smelly job, and we're going to take a lot of calls that are on hold. One of these, though, I love it. Line one, I love that smell. We'll get to it coming up in less than 10.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.
Maybe you're super lonely because you come home stinking after a day's work. Nobody wants to hang out with you. We got a text message from 704 that said, my husband used to work at the General Mills factory and would come home smelling like Cocoa Puffs.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's delicious.
Yeah.
But the question we have out is?
What do you do? Like, what's your smelly job? Now, Rhonda, Manny thinks this is a great smell. Rhonda in Lincolnton, tell us what your husband smells like.
My husband smells like freshly paved asphalt.
That is a good smell.
See, I've grown to like it as well, so he comes home and I just give him a big hug and I just like... But a lot of people think it stinks.
Rhonda's like a dog. She sniffs her husband when he comes home. I do love the smell of fresh asphalt. Now, I can't imagine working in it all day. Like, we get, like, little dribs of it, like, when we're going past a construction site or a road project.
Yeah, he said it's got to be the hottest job ever because they're on top of the hot asphalt and under the hot sun.
So. I bet. What's his clothing rotation? Like, how often does he rotate his work clothes?
Every day.
So he's washing and wearing a new outfit every day.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rhonda. Have a great day.
That kind of reminds me about people who cut grass. I love the smell of cut grass, but I don't think that translates to clothes.
Not always. No, you're right. All you get is the smell of the BO from working in the yard.
All right. Let's talk with Kyle and Charlotte. Welcome to the Meeting More on the Rim Morning Show. What do you smell like?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, usually when I get off of work, I'm smelling all sorts of sweatiness, chemicals, dirt. I work in a greenhouse, so days like this, the greenhouse can get up to 100 and something degrees, and it's just a lot of sweat.
Oh, yeah, the chemicals that you do work with. Yeah. And, are you married?
I am not married. No, I'm single.
I think we know why, Kyle. All right, bud, thanks. Because, literally, if he's going on a date, he needs like 2 hours to scrub up before he gets going.
This is Elijah in Denver. You're on with the Mania Morning, the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, how's it going?
What's up, dude? So you work in textiles. So do you smell like the textiles at the end of the day?
No. It's not that I smell like my product. It's the fact that we don't have any central air. So during the summer, I am just sweating like crazy.
Oh, my gosh. What type of work environment is that where they don't have central air?
And it's stupid because half the plant does because they work with oils. And if it gets really hot, it becomes slick. But I work on the half that doesn't.
Oompa Loompas had better quality standards than you, Elijah. What's going on? Is it broken?
No, we just don't have it.
How, Roy, you're right. How is that even legal?
I don't know. That just seems wrong to be in a factory with no air.
Is it better for the textiles, I guess?
No, it's just all the plant. Like, even the one that that has it, they didn't have it, a couple years ago.
All right. Roy and I are just blown away. Like, thanks for the call, and we hate that you're working where there's no air. I mean, we're only in the middle of summer.
I know, 90 degrees.
Don't you guys know? Tell your boss that Dewey Jenkins will come in and put in the air conditioning gently.
Yeah, very gently.
Very gently, yep. Mariana, you work as a tire distributor. I love the smell of tires.
Yep.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I never thought in a million years I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go work at a tire distributor. Got in there. Okay, didn't know nothing about tires. then those tires had a size and started learning little by little and then come home smelling like hot new tires every day.
I love it. That's like the smell of an AutoZone, you know? I love the smell of that.
Such a turn on. Yeah. Mariana walks through the door, light a candle, don't get undressed.
I just want to say I love y'all's show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Out every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Got a census survey coming up here in just about 15 minutes.
I'm so amused by this that, like, we live in a world where everyone's constantly filming. And I saw this on TikTok. It's a guy who put up a fence in his... Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's a guy who put up a fence, and his neighbor's upset because the neighbor thinks that it's on her property.
Okay.
And so he's filming her, who she's going off filming him to showcase what he's done.
So she's got her camera out. She's yelling at him.
Saying, like, look what he's done.
And he's got his camera out filming her.
Yeah, which he's talking about how he just wants to show his wife how crazy his neighbor is. And then the husband comes out, and the husband starts filming everybody. Everyone's filming everyone.
And by the way, is this film admissible in court and stuff like that, I wonder? Like, would a judge allow that?
I don't know.
Exactly. Or you just, why are you doing it? Just so you can have it in your archives of how much a jerk your neighbors were?
But he wanted to show his wife because he thought it was funny. The guy's laughing at his neighbor, by the way.
That it is true, dude. Everybody's got their phones out. Whenever there's an incident, I mean, you see it. The news now, that's what it is. These people are taking video to send to the news. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. Everybody's a reporter now.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
He's going to get seven on his side if that fence isn't in the right boundary area.
I was just so amused by it. And I do like the fact that there is more filming, especially with some, like, the police stuff, you know, and where we want transparency. But does anybody really care about a stupid fence dispute where everyone's filming?
No, that is hilarious. But people do film incidents. What incident did you record on your phone? Give us a shout. 704-570-9595. What incident? Maybe it wasn't even recently. Maybe it was in the last, you know, couple years that it was such a disaster for you that you had to take video of it.
You know, I mean, some people's first reaction instead of helping is to film.
You're right.
Yeah. That's the world we live in.
I love, like, these videos were out, like, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, Roy, when the police started getting filmed. Mm-hmm. And the cops would say, put your camera away. And the person would go, it's my right to film you. I have every right to film you. You can't tell me to put my phone down.
Oh, they were so obnoxious. The what do they call them? Sovereign citizens?
Sovereign citizens or something?
Am I being detained? Am I being detained?
Y'all, this is happening to me right now.
He didn't use a turn signal. Yeah.
And then, like, even on a sadder note, remember that couple in, was it Minnesota? Where that the woman was on Facebook Live and the officer shot her boyfriend right in front of her on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
You know, so these incidents happen. 704-570-9595.
But that's my prime example where I do like where there's more transparency. Although I don't want to watch that.
Right.
I do like the accountability of transparency.
Sure.
But when you have stupid, silly incidents like, you know, they won't let my kid jump in the playhouse because he wants to wear his shoes.
That's the funnier incidents, the things that you got to take video of. What's the silly incident that you recorded on your phone? 704-570-9595.
All right, let's go ahead and talk with Heath in Charlotte. Heath, you're on with the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good, Heath. What's going on? Did you have to film something recently?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it, and this literally happened just before the first of the month. I've never gotten along with my neighbor. She is just a petty, mean-spirited woman. And so we were moving, you know, before this past month. And I had a moving truck out front of the house. And she just came outside and went nuts about how you can't have a moving truck in front of the house. And, you know,
where are you supposed to have a moving truck if you can't have it in front of the house?
You'd think she'd be happy that I was finally moving. But she just comes out and starts going crazy on the movers, just screaming at the movers to move the truck. So I decided, hey, well, what a perfect time to show my wife how crazy this woman actually is.
It was your going away gift, filming her being mean to your movers. You got your camera. Hi, Miss Johnson. Yeah. How's everything going? It's my last day living here.
Yeah, so I pulled it out just basically to show my wife. And I think at one point, one of the movers even pulled out his phone.
Everyone's filming.
Started recording her.
Everyone's filming.
So abusive.
Oh, that's crazy. I wonder if she, like, if you see a bunch of phones on you, do you all of a sudden crank up your game? Like, well, I'm at the point of no return now. I'm going
you have
viral.
To. You gotta
I gotta go
in.
All in.
You gotta go all in.
Thanks, Heath. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you know, for listening.
That's just, someone's always going to be upset about something.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Even over the stupidest things. Let's talk with...
Line 9, Roy.
Line 9. We got Dory in Kannapolis. Welcome to the Manny Roy, the Rim Morning Show. What'd you film?
So a few years back, my friend and I went through the Shake and Shake drive-thru, and the girl...
Hold on.
Hang up. We had to hang up on our friend there because she said a bad word.
Wait a minute. Did she say that the girl at the window stole her credit card?
She did.
But they must have known each other before that point.
Right.
Because then she used that credit card to buy weed.
It was an interesting story. if you're streaming it, you got the full version of it, so congratulations.
Hey, you stole my credit card and bought God's good green earth. You paid off all your bills. What do you got to say for yourself?
I saw a video. Somebody filmed some dude going into Walmart, and he didn't want to wear a mask. And evidently, you have to wear a mask in order to get into this Walmart. And so he was pushing the staff members out of the way.
Oh, my God.
It's my right to be in this Walmart. Pushing them. And then they weren't like pushing back, but they were doing that holding the arms thing to try to stop him. I'm like, what?
And somebody filmed it.
And somebody was filming. I'm like, this is so strange. We live in such a weird world, man. This is Carrie in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. I love to listen to y'all every day on the way to work. I'd say that first.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. That really means a lot to us, especially as we're trying to build up more MRL fans and listeners. And so it means a lot that you take time to listen to us.
I had a girls' trip on a cruise last year, and my friend and I were walking back to the beach. We were on one of these little resorts that we went for the day. And we were coming back from the beach and going past the pool, and all of a sudden I hear this woman just start screaming some very ugly words and calling a lady a name, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn at my girlfriend and said, there's a fight at the pool. And she is so funny. I've never seen her whip her phone out as fast as she did and start videoing these two women going at it at the swim-up bar.
Oh, that's so funny.
We find out later the fight was about because one lady had her child at the swim-up bar, and the other lady, apparently, they were talking about some things that weren't very kid-friendly, and it ensued when the other lady with kids said, don't talk like that in front of my kids.
Yeah.
He said, who brings a kid up to a bar?
Right. Yeah. But you got it all on video.
Oh, yeah. It was ridiculous. And my friend who thought she was being, like, incognito, she was trying to, like, crouch down behind these bushes, but you could totally see the top part of her body.
That's so funny. Thanks, Carrie. I also like the people, Roy, who aren't incognito, who are right up in the face. Mm-hmm. Be like, what are you doing? Why are you throwing stuff out of your car?
And to be clear, if there's ever an incident, instead of calling to get help, I am the one filming, just so you know. I'm the guy. I'll be the filmer, just so I could have a story for the radio.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. Roy's going to be back on the stage here with a senseless survey where he asks ridiculous questions to unsuspecting people coming up in just about 5.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Grace?
Yes.
Grace, hey, whew, man, I've called so many people and no one was answering, but you actually answered.
Honestly, I thought, is this my doctor's office? Because I don't recognize the number.
No, it's not your doctor's office. It is the U.S. Census Bureau. I got your paperwork here, but your back page isn't filled out. I got to ask you some questions. Should only take 5 seconds.
Okay.
Why is it called a pair of pants when there's only one? This is the literature section.
You're asking me about pants?
Mm-hmm.
All
right, put a pin in it. Why does a pack of peanuts say may contain nuts? You clearly know.
I'm allergic to peanuts. Is that what you're asking?
Sure. Is it fair to say that erasers sacrifice their life for your mistakes?
Okay, wait. I'm confused. I'm a citizen. You know that, right?
Well, that's the whole point of this. Why do teenagers drive like they have limited time, and old people drive like they have all the time in the world?
Isn't this supposed to be about like asking questions about like how I live my life? Like,
that's exactly what's happening. You got to open up your ears and hear them. Is blinking the plural form of winking?
I don't know.
And speaking of blinking, don't we sound dumb when we're like, hey, put your blinker on, turn right? I mean, if you go to, like, United Kingdom, they call them indicator lights because they indicate where you're going. Here in America, we're like blinkers.
Well, that actually makes sense.
Will you name your next dog 5 miles so you can tell people you walk 5 miles every day?
Well, I don't exercise all that often.
Oh, you got one of them metabolisms that just, you always burning, or are you a bit heavy?
Well, that's kind of personal.
I was just trying to figure out, you said you don't exercise. See, if I don't exercise, I'm big as a house. So are you big as a house?
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss
95.1. So, Loren, what were you born with?
So, I didn't think this was that strange, and I actually didn't even find out that I was born with this until about 2 years ago. My mom and I were just talking, and, she mentioned this, and I was like, what? I was born with teeth. Like, physically showing teeth, because my mom couldn't breastfeed because of it, but I had two bottom teeth. Like, two of my front bottom teeth were showing when I was born.
Why are you so advanced in the womb? Isn't that
the mom didn't breastfeed you.
No, she couldn't. Yeah.
You could have bit your way out.
Would have been like having a raccoon.
She literally could have just chewed her way out of that.
I'm ready to come out. Ready or not, here I come. But yeah,
I read that like less than 1% of babies.
I mean, I'm special. I don't know what to tell you.
And it's very dangerous because they could swallow them.
Their teeth?
Yes.
What, they just fall out willy-nilly?
Mm-hmm, because I guess they don't have good bone to hold on to.
Oh.
You know?
I don't think mine ever fell out. I think those were like my baby teeth for a while.
Well, they and fell then
the
out.
Rest, well, yeah, but the rest came in around them. I didn't lose those first.
Gosh, it seemed like my niece, Emma, was dentally delayed is what they called it.
So she didn't get teeth for a very long time.
Yeah, it took some time for her to get teeth. Now she's sprouting them up everywhere.
Well, I didn't think that was that strange, but a lot of people were like, really? You were born with teeth?
Yeah. You could have gnawed your way out.
Speaking of teeth, Erica in Mount Holly is on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was actually born with 8 wisdom teeth.
Two sets of wisdom teeth?
Yes.
As a baby?
Well, not a baby, sorry, but I actually had 8 wisdom teeth. So
I've had
the bottom ones taken out 4, and then I'm actually getting the others taken out in 2 weeks.
Wow. So were they stacked under each other, or did you have like an extra like row of teeth?
They were kind of stacked together. Like they were just all grouped in the corners of my mouth pretty much.
Man.
Wow, you're like a shark.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because shark regenerate their teeth.
Low tie bracelet.
Oh, don't remind me.
Erica,
this was a whole thing yesterday.
Yeah, Erica, Manny wants Cam's loci bracelets, and he's becoming a stalker about it. He's like, he's now approaching Cam, and like it's now to the point where his staff is trying to stop Manny. It's a whole thing.
Like, they go back to mini camp today, and Manny will be there afterwards going, Cam, can I have your bracelet?
Uh-oh.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah. No problem.
No, it's not like that. His charity was sponsored by Lokai, and he had the bracelets.
This is Courtney and Pageland. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Courtney.
So what were you born with?
I was born with a sacral pit. Yeah, it's called a sacral pit.
What part of the body is that?
It's on my lower spine where my coccyx bone is.
Okay.
The skin didn't fully cover my coccyx bone.
What's that? So, is that like the...
That's like your tailbone.
Oh, okay. That was an interesting name.
So part of my bone is just sticking out, and you can see it when I'm, you know, not enclosed.
So the skin just grew around the bone?
Yeah, it just grew around it.
That's interesting.
So your bone's not exposed?
Just a tiny bit of it is exposed.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Is there a surgery that you could get done to have that removed, or you're just like, meh, I'm fine?
You know, it's not bothering me, and my dad was born with it too, so I'm like, whatever.
So when people...
But when I was a baby, it caused a lot of problems.
Courtney, when people say, I got a bony butt, is that... Are they talking about that?
I guess so.
Oh.
I always wondered where that come from.
And if Courtney says she got a bone to pick with you, I'd be like, where exactly is that bone?
That's awesome. I am proud of your butt bone.
Thanks.
And I want to see it. So if you want to come by and show me your butt bone, I'd appreciate
That's
it.
That's not creepy.
What?
It's a good conversation for a date, though. Thank you, Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kristen said she was born with 6 fingers on her right hand.
Hey! Really?
2 pinkies.
Send us a picture.
No,
I want to see.
I thought I had a third nipple. It turned out it was a mole.
Of course, Roy.
Lindsay and Charlotte, we won't be able to get to her, but her uterus is divided in half.
Ooh, that's... Yeah. I wonder if that...
That's weird.
Things.
Yeah. Kevin said he was born with a deformed left earlobe. No earring.
I had a big head when I was born. Y'all called me an alien, a little miniature alien.
You looked like Megamind in the picture that you sent. We'll post it up on our social so you can see it side by side. One of our favorite moments. You know, we're celebrating 5 years of the Meeting Roy and Loren show when Loren said she was born with a full set of teeth. Holy cow. So fun. All right, Roy, you said that your friend had a dream and contacted you about this dream.
And now I'm all freaked out. And I think what happened to the dream is going to be reality. I don't even know how I can... I'm so distraught over this. We'll discuss in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I'm all freaked out, y'all. And I'm sure this has happened to you in some way.
I can't wait to hear this. What's going on?
A friend of mine said that they had a dream that while I was driving down an interstate that I take every day, which, by the way, I do take an interstate every day, I was going to get to an accident, a bad one.
And he dreamed this, or she dreamed this?
He dreamed this. And that I was going to be like, have to be like hospitalized. It was very realistic. And he warned me. He's like, don't drive the interstate.
He took his dream to the reality level.
Yes. And so this morning I did not drive the interstate.
Oh my gosh, Roy.
I was freaked out.
It's a dream.
He said it was such a vivid dream he could smell the gasoline.
Did you die in the dream?
He said that he didn't know if I was dead, but they took me to the hospital.
Probably got COVID in the hospital.
Right.
And then had a long battle with
Can't
it after
trust that.
No. Oh my gosh. So your friend has this vivid dream and then he calls you
to tell me about it.
No.
And now I'm freaked out about it. Now I think I'm going to get into a car accident. And if I get into a car accident, y'all save this audio.
Nicole, if you have a vivid dream about me or Roy dying or getting into a bad car wreck, do you tell us about it or do you keep it to yourself?
I would keep it to myself.
Right.
It's probably already happened.
Yeah. You don't tell that person because that person's only going to react the way Roy reacted. Roy took a different route to work today, and I noticed he didn't get here till later than normal.
I walked in almost at showtime for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no psychic, so I wouldn't be like, oh, beware. You did something in my dream. But if it was a funny dream of something that you guys did, I would share.
I know.
Yeah. Right. You just don't want to bring like a negative dream to someone and be like, dude, I had the weirdest dream about you. Yeah, what's that? a dragon came and got you in the middle of the night and took you to the Khaleesi, where then your head was chopped off.
Don't buy a dragon.
Maybe I just hang around the wrong people, because I noticed that people in my family do this quite a bit. Like, I'll have, you know, my mom will be like, you know, Aunt Judy had a very vivid dream.
About?
That this happened. I don't know. Like, it's just that's very common to talk about dreams in my life.
And does mom see that as, like, a future, like, telling the future?
They call them, what do they call those, premonitions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what, I have family members who think they have premonitions.
I wonder if anybody, like, canceled dream, like, you canceled something because you dreamt about it. Like you changed plans that you had because a dream you had or someone you had affected those plans in some way. You know what I mean? Am I saying that clear?
I don't know.
Like, you had a dream, and because of the dream, you canceled plans. Like, you canceled your plan. You canceled the way you came into work today.
I would 100%. Listen, if you can avoid the risk, avoid the risk.
It's a dream.
Let's talk with Lacey and Chesney. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lacey, you can't buy into this.
Well, so last year I had a dream that I was in a minor accident, and I didn't think nothing of it. So the next day I went to work, I had to drive down to Anderson, and I was on 85, and sure enough, I had a fender bender. Somebody ran into me. Minor damage, but the dream came true. Awful.
So if someone told you that they had a dream, just like Roy's friend, where it was a major accident and you were hurt really bad, don't take the highway anymore, would you have not taken the highway the next day?
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of other ways to get places other than the interstate.
Yep. Okay. I'll just take a longer route.
Thanks, Lacey.
And by the way, I don't know what the expiration of this premonition or, you know.
Like how long you're going to be taking.
Yeah, I don't know.
The back roads?
Yep. No more interstates for Roy.
Have you ever changed your plans because of a dream? 704-570-9595. We got a text message from someone, and it is so unbelievable the plans that they changed because of a dream that their mother-in-law had.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Oh, man, people must think I'm insane.
We do.
A friend said, yeah, listen, I had a dream that some interstate you take every day. And by the way, he doesn't know that I take an interstate to work every day. He just said, in my dream, you took an interstate to work every day, and you got into an accident. And so today, I did not take the interstate to work.
And I didn't think anything of it, but you did come in later than you normally get in here.
I did. I took the long way.
Holy cow. And you have no idea how long you're going to do that for.
Until further notice.
I give it one more day. Then you're going to be frustrated by the driving the long way.
Until I forget.
Yeah.
Until I forget about the dream.
Did you ever change your plans because you or someone you know had a dream about those plans and recommended you changed it? 704 sent us this text message. I'll read it, Roy. Then we'll jump over to the phones.
Okay.
She said, my husband and I booked a honeymoon 2 years ago in the Bahamas. My mother-in-law, who, by the way, thinks she's a psychic, had a dream that the hotel we were supposed to stay at burned to the ground. Many people lost their lives. She convinced my husband to change our plans altogether.
Whoa.
We ended up honeymooning stateside at a much smaller place.
How's the hotel doing?
I think the hotel might still be there. But then we got this text message from 864 who said, my family had plans to do the exact helicopter tour that crashed.
My friend
begged me not to go on it because she had a dream that it was in an explosion. She was in tears begging me. I canceled our appointment, which was scheduled 1 hour before a family lost their life in the same helicopter tour crash. That's got to be coincidence, right?
Or is a sign. Premonitions.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You buy into that, huh?
I don't know. Let's talk with, let's see here, Melissa and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Melissa, did you change your plans because of a dream?
I did. I was a teenager, and I had the most vivid dream that I was on my way to the mall, and I got pulled over on my way. They arrested me when I was supposed to call for my one call. It was this digital, like, payphone, so the numbers didn't even come up right, so I couldn't call for help, and I was, like, stuck there for days and never got out.
You got into jail in the future.
I must have been.
So I didn't go to the mall for months by myself. I refused.
Oh, that's so funny to me. But I guess, listen, a lot of people are going to err on the side of caution. Better safe than sorry. Like, Roy literally didn't take that highway today. Nope. Because his friend had that dream.
Hey, same reason why I'm wearing a mask. I don't know if it works. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. The scientists have dreamed up that it'll save us if you wear a mask. This was a dream, right, Roy? But Melissa, you wouldn't have driven that way to work this morning either, would you?
No, I didn't go for months by myself. No way.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. This name is awesome.
All right. This is Prayfer. Prayfer in Shelby. You're on with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing well. So do you have dreams that come true?
I actually dreamed about 9/11 5 hours before it happened.
Whoa. Now, how do you know it was 5 hours before it happened? Did you, like, wake up and look at the clock?
I woke the whole house up because I was so upset by this dream. This dream was so vivid that I even smelled the jet fuel and the smoke and everything. I mean, this dream was just entirely too vivid. And then I woke up the whole house. My husband had a time getting me to calm down to go back to sleep. And then 5 hours later at 8:30, I was awakened and told to come downstairs and look at the TV. And I just fell to my knees and bawled like a baby.
So what does then your family do? Because you just that night woke everybody up telling them about this dream. So
you take her to the gas station and buy lottery tickets. That's what you do.
I mean, like, what does your family say? How does your family respond to this?
They were all in shock because they couldn't believe it, you know, that something I dreamed actually happened, that especially that quickly after.
Prayfer, was the premonition you had the actual World Trade Center, or was it just a plane going into a building and you couldn't tell what building
it was the actual World Trade Center.
Wow.
When you retell this story, do people doubt you?
A lot, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't doubt that she had the dream.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I think there's something to it, but I don't know.
She has a family as a witness, for crying out loud.
Right. Prayfer, I don't know if you were living up in that area or when it happened, but I don't know if I was your husband, I wouldn't have went to work that day, though, because you had the dream. You know what I mean? I think that's where I kind of draw the line. Like, I get that you had the dream and it was crazy, but
let's take a dream like that. No one saw that coming. That was so left field. If someone had that dream, I think I'd be like, well, that was a weird dream. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I was living in North Carolina at the time, and
look at you dream about New York and North Carolina.
By it that I even ran out. I didn't have a phone at the time because I had just moved and my phones wasn't turned on. And I ran out and tried to find a phone booth so that I could try and see if I could call somebody.
Wow.
Anybody, and tell them, please don't let nobody go into those buildings. And I couldn't get in touch with nobody.
Yeah, it was a different time in 2001. We didn't have, it was a different time in 2001. We didn't have, and thanks for the call, Prayfer. We didn't have, you know, cell phone ability. You couldn't really text people like it was, like it is now.
Wait a second. Did she just say that in the morning she wanted to call everybody and warn them not to go to work?
Yeah.
But I thought she just said that she was awoken up and was told, hey, it happened.
She wanted to call everyone. She wanted to run out of the house and
like
tell
in the
everyone.
Middle of the night.
Yes, before it happened. She had such a vivid dream about it. She wanted to tell people not to go in that
day. Got you. All right, sorry. I'm questioning timelines.
Don't question time. You just asked her if she gets questioned about this, and she said yes, and now you're hammering her with it. 980 says, my culture believes if you don't share a dream, they become true. But if you share them, they don't come true. One day I dreamt about my friend and her daughter all dressed in black, and they were crying. I called her that morning and told her, and she said, are you serious? And I said, yeah. She said, why? She said, because that morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Aunt died.
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
This is funny. Not only did we stop getting dressed for work when we started working at home are also viewing of sexy content during work hours skyrocketed, according to an article from the New York Post.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
But at least, I guess at least you're doing it from home. You're not at the workplace doing it.
Yes.
A new report by the live streaming cam company StripChat finds that 75% of U.S. users were watching X-rated content during the working hours of 10 and 6. That translates to about 158,000 out of 210,000 total users.
You know what I've realized is that a lot of businesses, number one, don't need offices. And then number two, the majority of their employees must not be doing their jobs. Or what's asked of them is so little because they're able just to kind of go home and do nothing.
I know my neighbor who basically has a parent company that he works with in California. They, you know, they start 3 hours after them and are there 3 hours later than they are here, obviously. But like there was a whole thing where it was like that was the only way they could work was through the office with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about not even going back until 2021 to the offices.
It's working.
It's working perfect. Then now they all had to have setups in their house. He works with like stocks and bonds and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So he had to put TVs all in the bonus room.
Sure.
But yeah, he's like, it works fine. If I don't have to go back, I don't want to go back. But listen to this. 16% of Californians tune in to the dirt during lunch, followed by 10% of the people in New York. 75% of those tuning in did it on their phones, while 43% used a computer.
43% on a computer. That's old school.
Can you imagine?
No.
Being on a Zoom on one screen.
Someone's going to be like, hey, what's that noise I'm hearing? What's all that racket?
One more
who's
thing.
Who's praying?
That I wanted to bring this to your attention, too. Yeah, who's praying? Kellogg's is mashing up two cereals.
Okay.
And making them into one. Now, my mom used to do this. Did your mom do this when the cereal, when like crispy, when Rice Krispies got down to like where there wasn't enough for like a bowl full, she would take the Rice Krispies and pour them into the Fruit Loops or something like that.
I'm sure she did.
And then, or she would pour the Fruit Loops into the Rice Krispie box. We would call it a Kellogg surprise because you never knew what you were going to get when you opened
box. Yeah.
So Kellogg's caught on to my mom and they're bringing together two popular breakfast cereals. The company announced that they're doing a mashup cereal, mixing together Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
Ooh, but isn't Frosted Flakes go soggy really fast?
Maybe that's the delicious part of it. You have the crunchy Fruit Loop and the soggy Frosted Flake.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. Like when I mixed,
it does have to make sense.
When I mixed Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles together, it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I was so excited. They were buy one, get one.
Yeah, but that chocolate and sweet, that's too much. Do you need to do like Fruity Pebbles and like Rice Krispies?
You're right. The chocolate covered too much of the Fruity Pebbles surprise. The Frosted Flakes Fruit Loop combo mashup cereal is available nationwide, online, and now in certain stores. But here's the thing, is the Maney family growing up, like we had all the good cereal.
All the sweet stuff.
All the sweet stuff. So kids love sleeping over my house.
Did you get the, did you have to buy the off-brand big bags? Looks like you're buying a big bag of dog food, or did you get the name brand?
Mom and Dad got the name brand. Sugar That's Pop, cool. Sugar Smacks.
Wow.
Apple Jacks, not Apple Cracks.
You didn't get Apple Cracks.
Apple Cracks.
Yeah. And then instead of Cheerios, you got like Cheers.
Boreos, I think they're called.
Boreos.
Honeyos, yeah.
That's it, Nicole. Honeyos. And are you talking? All right, let's talk with Anonymous. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, you were talking about, you know, working from home and how much we actually do it, our jobs in the workplace and how much we're doing at home. I work for a school and I'm a finance secretary, but 60% of my job is budget, payroll, finance, helping run the school. I call myself a general manager of a school.
Mm-hmm.
But then 40% of my day is helping with students. If I don't have my students there, there's 40% of my job that's missing, you know, which I truly do miss.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's 40% of my job at least.
Yeah.
It's very hard. And my wife and I talked about like what's going to happen when if schools go back and like what's that going to look like? Like we live in Union County And, like, are they going to do, you know, maybe group A goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week, but goes Tuesday, you know, to social distance. Oh, yeah. They go Tuesday, Thursday the following week. Well, how are we going to work childcare and stuff? And it's a mess. It is. Thanks, Anonymous.
My sister, I've even said this. I think she's considering just homeschooling the kids.
Yeah. That's nice. She's a realtor. She can do that.
Yeah.
We can't. I got these hours, and then Amanda, you know, she works her regular gig, but...
Well, bring the kiddies here. We'll have a daycare at the radio station.
Yeah. Walter would love that. More people coming in. Hey, I want to talk about this. We kind of brushed on it a little bit. I mentioned that I had the cool house growing up. But there's so many other people that had a cool house that I loved going to also.
I did not have the cool house.
Did you know someone who did?
Yes, I did.
I want to know what was in that cool house. Okay. We're going to discuss the cool house while growing up in less than 10.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Did you have the cool house growing up? 704-570-9595. You know, when I was a little kid growing up, we had this small little ranch home where you could fart in the bedroom and you'd hear it in the kitchen. I mean, I don't think there was any insulation in the house. You heard everything. I could whisper to my sister and be like, hey, you up? And my parents would be like, go to bed! Like,
how'd you hear that? And you lived outside of Roanoke.
Yeah, I lived in a town called Salem.
The country.
Well, this was a little city town, but yeah, but the whole area is country.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But we did not have the cool house. I always thought it was the cool house if they had stairs. And I'm not kidding. If they had stairs where there was so much separation, and the way I judged it was that if you could have a conversation and no one else heard it in your house, I was like, that's cool.
Right.
Because in my house, you hear everything.
Did you have friends that lived near you that had these so-called stairs?
Not near me.
When you went into someone's house with stairs, did you run up and down them? Like, this is the most beautiful thing ever, and then slide down?
I pulled out my slinky because I'm like, I've never been able to play with this dang thing. I finally have stairs to play with a slinky. It was wonderful.
Roy had a slinky and no stairs. Oh, that's the best. So, I mean, my house, this conversation came up because we had always had the good cereal, which we were just talking about, how Kellogg's is putting together Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops as a mixed cereal that you can buy. And we always had the good cereal, so my friends always wanted to sleep over and stay for breakfast because we had all the sugary stuff. We also had a pantry full of cookies and pretzels and soda, and not everybody's home had that. So my friends would flock to us like we were a beehive.
Now, my parents did do a pretty good job of having all the fun snacks, Pop-Tarts.
We didn't have a finished basement. A lot of people up north have finished basements.
That was a cool house with finished basements.
Yeah, where the TV was downstairs. Some people had the bar downstairs, the pool table, jukebox. Yeah.
We were unfinished with a leak and I think mold, you know. That was our basement.
Okay. Yeah, that's not cool. But the cool house also comes with cool parents, right? It goes hand in hand. My parents weren't always the coolest.
I did have a friend growing up named Derek, and his parents worked third shift, which that was cool because, you know, we'd come get off the school bus at like 3. They'd be at work by like 4 or 5, and they wouldn't come back until between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And so we had literally all afternoon and evening to do whatever we want. That was cool.
I see my brother's on the phone and wants to weigh in from Marvin.
If you guys had
North
the cool
Carolina.
House or not.
Yeah, let's hear what he has to say. But we want to hear from you guys, too.
704-570-9595. Did you have the cool house growing up? Give us a phone call.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Did you have the cool house growing up? 704-570-9595 to join the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Manny for sure had the cool house.
Oh, well, we had the cool house with the food.
Yeah.
We also had the unfinished basement so we could play roller hockey downstairs.
Okay, that's cool.
In the basement. But other than that, like, we didn't have a pool and stuff. Now, my other neighbors had a pool with a cabana.
That's cool.
That was fun. And my brother actually is on hold. We're going to get to him here in a second. He wants to weigh in on the cool house growing up in Montvale, New Jersey.
Let's talk with Valerie and Charlotte first. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. So you had one of the cool houses.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on Long Island, so we had the in-ground pool with the diving board and the slide and a treehouse and trampoline. We had everything.
And all the kids would invade your house on the weekends and after school?
Pretty much.
Now, was your house cool because your parents were there and they were cool, too? Or was your house cool because your parents were never there? A lot of people that grew up around the New York, New Jersey area, Roy, mm-hmm. their parents would work in the city. So from the time school ended to 8 o'clock, they weren't home.
Oh.
Yeah, my parents were home. My dad was a truck driver that drove into the city. And then my mom was a stay-at-home mom when we were younger. So she was always around to watch us, which is good.
Yeah, and had no issues with people jumping off the diving board, going down the slide
so
together.
You had the cool parents, yeah. cool pool.
Yeah. It must be nice, right, bud?
Let's talk with Amber and Maiden. Hey, Amber.
Hey. So I didn't really have the cool house growing up, but my husband did. They had the finished basement. They had the great big huge TV screen, like theater screen. They had the bar. They had pool table, jerseys hanging up everywhere. And they even had cornhole boards in their basement.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so we would always just all go over there and hang out and have parties and stuff over at his house.
If you didn't have the cool house, Amber, to know somebody with the cool house was plush.
I mean, my friend had that finished basement, and he'd play his video games down there, and he had surround sound for it. And he would be able to be loud until like 9 p.m. I'm like, oh, you can just do whatever you want here.
Heaven.
And it's just wonderful.
How far was that from your house? Like, could you ride your bike there?
I could. It would take like an hour.
Okay.
If I could. And there'd be hills.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. This is Julia Monroe. Welcome to the Mania Roy and Lorraine Show.
Good morning.
So you had the cool house, Julie.
Oh, most definitely. Grew up in a small town down in Georgia. We had like 1,000 acres and a big acre pond, and we had motorcycles and horses and trampolines and you name it, we had.
Now, we did have the trampoline. That is, you immediately get some cool points when you get the trampoline.
Oh, of course.
That is fun to have that trampoline.
Yeah, and I had the best parents growing up. They were always there cooking out for all the kids and having parties, and it was awesome.
Did you grow up in Monroe?
No, down in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, people, Julie, still talk about your house and your family and how cool it was to this day.
Oh, I'm sure, because we really have some great times.
Yeah. In fact, if the Burt Show, who they're just like us, if they're doing the same conversation, somebody's calling in on Julie's behalf right now saying, I know Julie. She had this huge, the best house. All right, let's throw my brother on the phone. This is Rich, my brother Rich. So I know Rich. He lives in Marvin now in North Carolina, but having the cool house, you have tons of stories growing up, right? Let me get him on. Hold on. Line 6 is my brother Rich.
So the Angel brothers, along with Melendez and a couple other friends, come over and we're about to go out. And
they were all derelicts in our hometown, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, Roy, they're not like where you come from. They're like Eddie Haskell types.
Yeah.
Always trying to connive and con. So they come over, and I'm like, hey, guys, before we go out, grab wherever you want to eat. And these two brothers, who I guess didn't have a lot of food in their house, start going into it. And about 15 minutes later, our ride shows up and says, hey, it's time to go. And a couple of these guys were halfway through their food, so I had to give them a doggy bag to leave the house to go to the next party.
Yeah, they were so excited to eat all that food.
That is cool.
Tell about the time, because, like, our house, we always had the good food, but it wasn't, like, like, our parents weren't necessarily the coolest. Like, I had friends who lived in the town next to us, Roy, who had, like, the outdoor cabana, the pool.
That's cool.
And they had, like, the diving board and the slide. And, like, we would all go to the backyard at that house. And what was cool about it was that the mom and dad weren't yelling at us if the person went down the slide and jumped off the diving board at the same time. It wasn't an issue. They could care less. Like, the only thing they wanted was just for us to clean up the mess.
Sure.
You know? But it wasn't like they were on top of us. Like, at our house, my mom would have been like, don't go down the slide if someone's jumping off the diving board.
Well, it sounds like those parents have never experienced something called a lawsuit.
No, they hadn't at the time, right? But what about the time that our neighbors had that, they had like inside their garage, Roy, they had the big freezer that you have at stores.
Yeah.
They had one of those, like the sliding freezer.
Whoa.
That like you could see in.
That's cool.
And remember when they left their garage open and what happened?
So we would be going to parties, and Roy, we were not cool. We were freshmen or sophomore in high school. So to get into the party, you had to bring something, or the seniors be like, dude, take a hike. So they had a beer truck show up about once a month. So we would go in there, and a couple guys and I would steal a six-pack of beer, get on our little mopeds, and show up at the party, and he'd give a couple beers to the seniors, and they'd let us in. Well, one day, a friend of ours, Camo, comes in, and he finds the other freezer, and in there's a steak. Like, dude, you can't steal a steak. What are you going to do? We're going to show up at this party. Well, he shows up at the party with just a steak, and the seniors loved him, and he was in from that point on.
He grilled the steak that night.
Hey, guys, I got a ribeye. Come on in.
Get on the grill, freshman. It's in the back.
Come on. This right here is prime beef, bud. Oh.
And then the family goes out. They're dying. The dad worked construction, hard day at work. Uh-huh. Can't wait to have that ribeye. Where the hell is the ribeye? He wants to know when he comes home from work. It's at some high school party.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
All right, guys. That's all I got for you. Later. Have a great day.
See you, buddy. See ya.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
So here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, past couple months, we were having you nominate people who are frontline heroes. You know, COVID-19 is on the up. And there's a lot of people that are in positions to where they're dealing with the public on a day-to-day basis, risking their personal safety for exposure to this virus. And so we had you go online to kiss951.com. You could nominate yourself or someone else. And then thanks to our friends at Window Nation, we have this wonderful frontline hero lives here sign.
So you could proudly have it on your front yard so that people recognize you. Because let's be honest, we need the recognition right now in both Carolinas. North and South Carolina are seeing a record number of hospital stays. And they're seeing these people are now busier more than ever. And I think they got on our radar, Roy, like back in March when COVID-19 first came out. We started realizing the frontline heroes, the people that were essential, the people that continued to work, even though we didn't know much about the virus. We knew that it was dangerous. We didn't want to be around it. Well, these frontline heroes are around the virus all the time, whether they work in hospitals, whether they're somebody who goes into people's homes to make sure that the electricity and the plumbing is working on a daily basis. Those people are so important. And we have Rosie in Charlotte on the phone. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. So you nominated someone.
Yes. So I nominated my boyfriend slash significant other. He has been working since day one. He is a plumber in new contract homes. So he has been out there anywhere between 5 to 6 days a week, and he's out there 10 to 12 hours a day sometimes trying to get these homes ready. Unfortunately, you know, COVID came along. Some of us, like myself, were able to work from home, but he was not able to do that. So he has been going out there, and he has been battling, and, you know, there are other contractors on site with him, and he just, you know, we have half the house home, half the house working still, having to go out to work, and he does what he has to, and he just has been working it every day. Like I said, he is wonderful, and I appreciate you guys for giving this opportunity to be able to put the sign out there, because when he comes home tonight, I know that when he sees that sign, it's going to make him feel really good that he has been going out there every day since March.
That's right. Rosie let the cat out of the bag. The surprise was, Rosie, we're bringing it to you today. But you know that already because producer Nicole checked in with you, and we're going to put the sign on his front yard, and I hope he loves it. I hope he feels proud when he sees the sign. They're beautiful signs. You can go check them out yourself at kiss951.com or at the MRL show on Insta. But Chris deserves the sign, and so many other people do. And we're going to take the whole summer, Rosie, and drop off these signs to people who deserve them, who have signed up for them.
Well, I'm super excited. Like I said, thank you again for you and Window Nation for all that y'all are doing to show support for the people that are having to go out and battle this on a daily.
Yeah, well, we're very thankful to our friends of One Donation, but more so thankful to you guys. Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks for nominating your boyfriend. We will have that sign out there today. Are you going to be there to greet us?
Yes, I will.
Oh, good.
I'm totally excited.
Just like a symbolic shovel, we'll let Rosie put the first post into the ground when we put the sign on the front yard. And then we'll clap.
Yeah, we'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony. The mayor will come out.
It's a big deal, Rosie.
Hey, I have a huge party. I'm fine with that. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Rosie. We appreciate it. We'll see you later on today. We are going to be dropping off signs all over the Carolinas. And I think it is important. Like, he's a plumber. He's not a nurse. He's not a doctor. He's not a healthcare professional, but he's someone who's on the front line and never stopped working since March. And those are the people, Roy, we want to recognize.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be going there today. Check out the pictures. We'll have those up at kiss951.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
This is so stupid. You know, a guy was caught by his girlfriend on Tinder. And what do you think an excuse would be?
On there for a friend.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So I'm quick to have good excuses, Roy. There's one thing that the Manny's known for.
You know, Tony, this is Tony's account. I'm just swiping right for him. Now, he said that he was on the phone to look at haircuts.
Look at haircuts? Of women? To try and give his wife some advice on how to get a better haircut? That's not going to work.
No, he was looking at men.
Oh.
He had it set up. He said that he created an account to look at men's haircuts. And so his woman was like, hey, are you, gay? What is this? And he said, no, I'm just looking at haircuts.
Okay, I think you can Google men's haircuts, too, and a whole bunch of cool different styles come up. And you can even do them by date so you can see what's trending.
Yeah, she even brought that up to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a War of the Roses.
I know.
This is War of the Roses written all over it.
Poor fella's in the closet, doesn't know how to tell people. I got some news for you, strange man. You're gay, and it's okay. It's okay. Come on out. Come on out. Water's fine. I've warmed it up for you. Take a dip in the pool, okay?
There he is. Hi, this is Roy. Yeah, just close the door. It's okay. You're good. You're out of the closet now.
Come on in.
Is that what you really think it is?
It is suspicious that he is on a dating app looking at men.
But how can she tell that he's looking at men as opposed to women, or did he just say he was looking at women?
She found...
Can you see a history?
Yeah. No, you can't see a history. I guess she caught him in the act.
Okay, and he was looking at guys.
He was looking at guys.
Because as a straight guy, first thing would be he was looking at chicks and said he was looking at men's haircuts.
No, she caught him in the act of that. I wonder what the messages were. Like, ooh, you have wonderful hair.
Yeah, take it to the next level. Say, okay, is it Jake from State Farm? I want to see what haircut he has.
Yeah, that's strange.
By the way, I know that people have gotten on these, you know, Tinder, Grindr, all these dating apps since lockdown. And I just read a stat the other day that said married couples have gotten on, like, AshleyMadison.com, which is open.
Oh,
that's like blatantly out there. It's like, in fact, I think their headline is cheat on us or something. It's like,
come here to cheat.
Hold on. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm going to pull it up real quick. The Ashley
Madison. So are the couples creating accounts together to find another? They're just openly cheating on each other.
Yes.
That's openly, on the rise?
Yes. Since lockdown, especially like in New York City and I think L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can't get on here from our.
But if you go back, it said affairs and discreet married dating.
Yeah.
Meet bored men and lonely housewives. Define your experience and live your life to the fullest. Life is short.
Over 34 million members in the United States, over 50 million members worldwide. Most of them are married. And I saw that those numbers on Ashley Madison were just through the roof.
Now, I wonder how many single people get on Ashley Madison because they like married people.
I don't know.
You know, I wonder what that's.
Stay away, single people. That's not for you.
It's for us married.
Yeah, that's for us married people. You guys have your own apps. You don't need everything. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.